The Vegas odds have moved with the news that Max Crosby and Devontae Adams are out. The Browns are now 1.5-point favorite on Sunday.
What they opened up
in
as?
Vegas. They opened up as basically a pick 'em, though.
I thought they opened up as 1.5, and then it changed, and now it was back to 1.5. But I could be wrong.
I know they definitely at one point went to be dogs, and then I think this kind of reversed it. I don't think you can possibly spin how huge Crosby and Devontae Adams out there, not being out there. It's almost now become like a game that I'm afraid it's like a trap game. Like, it's so easy. Like, wait, their best player and their
They're
second
like,
best
hey,
player.
They're like, hey, Cleveland, take this one.
Well, remember, this Raiders offense can't run the ball already. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different things here. Now you're going to take away Devontae Adams, the best weapon by far. It's going to be easier to match up on Brock Bowers, who's been a beast early on. So it's like, okay, in the Giants game, it was don't let neighbors beat you, and then neighbors beat you. And don't make any mistakes.
In this game, is it don't let Gardner Minshew beat you with his legs? Like, is that the thing that we're worried about now at this point?
I mean, yeah, that or Bowers. But here's the thing. This comes back to DBO. Don't beat yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, this is one of the, and the reason why I said it's a trap game, not because there's anything to fear about the Raiders. I really think something culturally that I think got exposed in the playoff game, this team doesn't like when they get hit in the face. They love to punch the other team in the face. And they
love when things are going well. When the things are going well, they're front runners, they're celebrating, they're doing the whole thing. I mean, last week, they thought they had an interception. It gets overturned. They're in the end zone celebrating and dancing. And then, obviously, it gets overturned, and that's when things kind of spiraled out of control.
But, like, I just continue to look at this, and I'm like, because the big concern here is, and I've said a couple times, play hard. There's playing hard individually, which I think you've got a lot of high-character guys, a lot of good guys. But then there's knowing how to play as a team together. And that takes confidence, that takes rhythm, that takes trusting your teammate. That takes a lot of things that if you don't have a good camp or if you don't have a good preseason or if you don't have a good start to the season, it's that survival mode thing. It is how do you find out who you are? How do you get to where you need to be if you're stuck in survival mode just trying to get from one play to the next without disaster happening? And so in this game, like, I do think something to watch for is, all right, I'm sure they're going to come out and play hard on the first drive. I'm sure they're going to come out and try and pop Vegas the way they did both the Jags and the Giants. But now it's, can you sustain that if the Raiders have a good play? Or are you going to lose that face again? I in a weird way, it's just a test of culture coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think along those lines, to kind of expound it even further than just the game itself on Sunday, that also kind of feels like what the trend has been this season, right? It's been, you have a bad game, you respond. And I do think there's some truth to, like, the culture mattering in terms of having an embarrassing loss and being able to put it behind you and answering that way. But you talk about, like, trying to get ahead. You can throw the first punch, but how do you respond? So, yeah, like, if they come out and win this game, are they going to have to be in, like, are they going to go up to Washington and get beat again and then be in survival mode and 2 weeks down the line? That's the thing that they have to avoid. It has to be like, okay, there's some urgency. We're in survival mode this week against the Raiders, but they have to keep that sort of same mentality moving forward, understanding, like, we can't just rest on our laurels now that we think we have another team on the schedule that we could potentially beat because they're young and have a rookie quarterback and all this. Like, it's got to be a focus that then translates. And that's where I think that the culture also gets tested. Because, like I said, to this point, I think Kevin Stefanski has proven that whatever his message is, it resonates with guys. The locker room's bought in. They can put things behind them. They can stay focused. They can get through the adversity that comes their way, like we saw last year. But it, year to year, that can change, to your point that you said earlier. How is that operating this year when you're having these tougher losses that you feel like you should win? So, yeah, it's going to be a test of that culture as things kind of progress here, depending on how these next couple games go.
Just thinking about it here while you and I are talking, I also think there's levels. Like, yeah, just win the damn game. But here's the other thing. I think to start reversing, if you just win because your defense comes out and just plays perfection, that's awesome. You're going to take the win. But I think I think we've gotten to a point of ugliness where, like, until the offense puts something up, I think a win's only going to go so far because there's no Crosby or Adams.
Doesn't that play into the question we asked, like, all offseason leading up to the season of, like, is it just about winning or is it Deshaun Watson has to play well? Like, isn't that the exact sort of along the same lines?
Yes, but I think what changes it now is, so that's an abstract question in August. It's a specific question at the end of September. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's like a, well, no, it doesn't matter.
Like a theoretical thing.
Yeah, well, that because you start out 0-0. So, like, if you're 3-1, nobody gives a bleep how it looks. But when you're 1-2 with the off-the-field stuff with Deshaun coming back, and here's the thing with why it's looking bad. Like, if we could just point to the O-line and say, well, they're just not healthy. Okay, well, if they're still playing hard or if they're still playing well or if the blocking concepts look like they make sense, they don't. Or if they were still really good in the run game but not good in the pass game, which has been, they've been elite in the run game and kind of pretty good in the pass game, you know, historically. Okay, you can live with that. No. Like, up front, there's nothing salvageable from the first 3 weeks about how anybody's played outside of, well, Joel kind of looked good for a couple series at left tackle, or it didn't look disastrous.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Zach Zinter filling in for Wyatt looked good. So I think that's why, like, it's so weird. I knew at some point how the offense looked, it was going to matter. But because the first three games have gone as poorly as you could have imagined, now I think people start moving up that timeline. Like, you get a win on Sunday, I think it's going to satiate some of the bloodlust. But winning because the offense comes out and does the scores multiple touchdowns, and Deshaun is a big part of that. I, you know, basically the Jacksonville game, but you punch in an extra TD or two. That's where I think people can start breathing easier and go, well, sure, it was against the Raiders, but the offense took a big jump.
Well, I'll say this too, with so many questions about the offense, like them finding an identity before Nick Chubb gets back. That I think that, I mean, that's massive, because the second Nick Chubb gets back, like, Nick, you talk about callers and reaction to on Monday if they lose this game to the Raiders. As soon as Nick Chubb gets back, we know what that's going to sound like. It's going to be a lot of like, well, Nick Chubb's back, why not make him the focal point of the offense? Give him the ball. Make the run game. Like, there's going to be a lot more questions on Kevin Stefanski's doorstep about the offense and why they're not doing certain things and why they're still designing around Deshaun and you have this great running back again. Like, it's just another thing that gets added into it. I understand, like, there's also a part of this where maybe that's the thing that actually fixes the offense or to lean on that, but I'm operating under the premise that they're catering this thing to Deshaun. So if they can actually have some identity and start figuring some things out and Deshaun starts playing well and the offense looks better, I think that eliminates, like, the panic that would set in then for this group when, or it at least answers at least one question for when Nick Chubb gets back. Like, he doesn't have to be the savior that some people are going to make him out to be.
216-474-0092. With the Raiders game, Max Crosby, Devontae Adams are out. The Browns are still pretty banged up, and Njoku's out, Conklin's out, Wills is out. But when you look at this game, is this a just win the game, or does how the offense specifically looks still matter to you in a big way? So the tarp is out on the field.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
For this. And here's the thing. I'd say, well, it'd be great to get a doubleheader in tomorrow.
You actually did say that before we came on the air.
Yeah, and then I thought, I have been on the weather apps this week, and I know what is coming our way, and I know the trial and error, or the trying to get two games in at any point this weekend in one day is going to be a little sketchy. So it'll be interesting to see how they play this.
How about a triple header on Sunday instead?
That sounds awful. Although
we would know, but here's the thing: you would know what the Yankees' results are, so you could be like, "Hey, you know, we can sweep the triple header. Maybe we're the one seed."
Here's the other thing: don't sleep on this. Monday is available. Now, the Astros would then have to play on Tuesday, which is mayor. That's a them problem, not an us problem. Actually, yes, they would have to play, I believe, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, the favorite thing that's happened in the last week is not just, or the last 10 days, is not just the winning with the Guardians. It's Manzardo on the two-hole. I really think him batting that early in the lineup, if he can continue this heat, I think it'd have a huge impact on this offense in October. Super excited to see that continue.
Yeah, and that was my answer earlier in the week about, you know, which player do you think can be the one who, if they, like an X factor almost, that if they have a good post, if they play well in the postseason or they can emerge in the postseason, means that the Guardians can kind of make that deep run or go further than people are expecting. And my answer was Manzardo. I like seeing him in that two spot, and if that's something that like continues to build momentum, and you know, and this is a good thing. Like this weekend, we understand that the odds are against Cleveland getting the one seed at this point because they're theoretically two games back of the Yankees because the Yankees have the tiebreaker over them. So they'd have to get swept, and you'd have to sweep the Astros. Conversely, but I just. That's one of the things I'm looking for this weekend, right? Is like, how does Manzardo play going into the playoffs? If he's in that two spot regularly and consistently, if that's something he's thinking about for the playoffs, how does that work? I know there's talk about using like Gavin Williams in long relief. I think he's going to come in. I think he's slated for tomorrow to kind of be after a starter, the guy that comes in. Those are the types of things that I think this weekend series can kind of bring you is... All right, how are you getting ready for the playoffs? What types of things are you testing out? Because there's not a lot that can obviously change unless the Yankees really like imploded this weekend.
We will talk more Gardos as the show goes on here. Obviously, we got the 5 at 5 coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't forget JP, who is going to be broadcasting live at Circa in Vegas tonight for tonight's show. He joins us ahead of the 5 at 5 coming up in about 15 minutes. But it's interesting. We were just asking, is this a just win game or, you know, like, do you put a lot of pressure on the offense taking a step or several steps in the right direction? Well, that guy in Cleveland said, I truly believe it has more to do with the way the offense looks. We need to see an elite looking offense out there. If we're going to attempt a deep run, simply getting by with wins won't cut it if our offense doesn't look good. I hear you. I don't need elite offense. I just need to see an offense that's taking a step in the right direction. And Jacksonville felt like that, even though they didn't put a lot of points on the board. And then the Giants game was a massive step back. So I know progress isn't linear when it comes to anything in football. But, man, I don't think that's going to satiate everybody in Cleveland,
you know,
this weekend.
The must-win thing is funny to me because there's a lot of fans – that I think say that, like when they call into our radio station or on social media or otherwise, they're like, it's just about winning. Nothing else matters. But then, like, if the Browns just win against the Raiders, let's say it comes down to like a last second field goal from Dustin Hopkins and they win 20-17. I understand there's going to be some excitement on Monday, but as the week progresses, there's going to be a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, we didn't look great in that game. Like the people who say that it's just about winning, I think they're lying to themselves in a way, because then you get in these games and you see how the offense performs, and you can measure in the NFL, especially like week to week, how would this look against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs? And I understand it's not about that until you play them, but like if it's the same thing over and over again, like for example, Pittsburgh's a great example. I understand we talked to Jason Pinkston earlier. I asked him about like, well, how Pittsburgh fans are reacting right now. And he said there's a lot of tough talking Pittsburgh fans who have their chests out because they're 3-0 and blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of Steelers fans who are also watching this thing, and they know like this offense ain't going to cut it in the playoffs because they've seen how their team gets to the playoffs and they get blown out by better teams with better offenses. So like they can be happy about being 3-0, but they know like what's awaiting them at the end. And for Pittsburgh fans, like making the playoffs and getting blown out isn't enough anymore. So I'm just saying, like, I think the people that say it's just about winning, they're lying to themselves in the moment because it's easy to be like, well, if they have the record that they're supposed to and they're just winning the games, that's the only thing that matters to me. But they can still, this fan base is smart enough to recognize like there's a difference between being 3-0 and playing an offense like the Steelers are playing and being 3-0 or whatever.
But if we were 3-0, we're not having this conversation. We wouldn't care.
I think we're still talking about if they're 3-0, but they won all the games in like slogs, I think we're still like, what's the identity of the offense? How do we unlock
then,
it? I think that's true.
Then my rebuttal would be, you're 3-0. The offense was supposed to come out of the gate slow. Like, this is because the defense has not been perfect, because the offensive line has probably been the biggest issue that they have. Those are things that have made us not trust this team.
Right, but if that can... I'm saying, like, we're talking in the context of, like, this next game. And it's like, if they... So now we're talking about a fourth week where maybe they'd eke out a win and to be like, okay, now you're 4-0, but the offense still doesn't look good. And you know the Chiefs are on the schedule later in the year. You know that the Dolphins with maybe Tua back are on the schedule later in the year. You
but
know there's
September.
Some better teams. I understand.
You'd say you're 3-0
okay, so
and
then,
it's September.
But I understand. But at some point, like... the offense was, you would still want that offense to take that next step.
So then what you're saying is the only thing that's going to make anybody happy is if the offense looks like the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, I'm not saying,
if that's the bar,
I'm not saying that's the only thing that makes anybody happy, but I'm just saying, like, you can be happy that the team's winning and be like, winning is the most important thing. But there's always in the back of your mind, like, you sort of measuring yourself against other teams as the season progresses. That's part of just the NFL and how we cover it. So, like, I think fans are smart enough to know, like, yeah, they'd be happy if the Browns are 3-0 right now, but they'd still sort of behind closed doors or in, you know, places that they don't want to talk about at parties be like, well, yeah, but the offense didn't look too good. Like, it'd be like a whispered thing.
This is the thing. So over the course of 17 games, yes, it is how the style points do collect over that time. And at some point, the defense needs to be the defense and the offense needs to be elite. But we're talking about September. And so those people in Pittsburgh, that is 10 years of not going to the playoffs or winning in a playoff game, building up over it. On this one, because of where the offense started in the preseason, I think everybody just needed the feel good of winning in September. So because the Browns have started 1-2, and because people like Nelson on Twitter, quite frankly, just don't trust them, I think that's what's pushing up the timeline of, well, it's not enough just to beat the Raiders, a hapless-ass team, but now that they have no Max Crosby, you better be able to put some points on the board as well.